Ready?
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Vishnu Vishnu Shaktaro Bhagavyavatrahu Bhutatem Bhutadrithvavo Bhutatma Bhutabhavanaha Bhutatma Paramatma Chamutanam Paramadapihi Adhyaya Purusha Sakshi Kshetranya Kshareva Chana Yoga Yoga Vidanjita Pradana Purusheshwaraha Narasimhava Purushimam Keshava Purushottamaha Sarva Sarva Shivastanur Bhutadir Vidyavyayaha Sambhavo Bhavano Parta Prabhava Prabhudishwaraha Vayambhu Shambhuraditya Purusharaksho Mahaswanaha Anadinidano Data Vidata Daturuktamaha Aprameyo Hishiketa Padmanabho Manaprabhu Vishwakarma Manusvarshta Savitshatta Virodhruvaha Agnaya Shashvata Krishna Dogita Kshatratardhanaha Prabhu Tatsika Krupnama Pavitram Manvaram Varam Ishana Pranada Prano Jeshta Shrestha Prajapatihi Hiranya Garbho Bhutarbho Madhavo Madhusudhanaha Ishvara Vikrami Dandi Medhavi Vikrama Kramaha Anuttamo Duradarsha Kritajna Kritiratmavan Suresha Sharanam Sharma Vishwareta Prachabhavaha Ahasam Vatsaro Jnana Pratyaya Sarvadarshanaha Aja Sarveshwara Siddha Siddhi Sarvadirachitaha Vishaka Virame Yadma Sarva Yoga Vinishritaha Vasurva Dumana Satya Samatma Sanvitasamaha Amodha Kundari Paksho Vrishkarma Vrishokritihi Yantro Bahudisha Bhadur Vishayonim Suchishrabaha Amrita Shashvata Sanur Vararoho Mahatapaha Sarvaga Sarva Vidvanur Vishvakshena Janadvanaha Vedo Veda Vidam Vyango Vedango Veda Vitkavihim Lokadhyakshasuradhyakshodharmadhyakshakritavritaha Chaturatma chaturvyuhaschaturdamshaschaturbhujaha Rajishnurbhojanam bhoktasahishnurjagadavijaha Anagho vijayojeta vishvayonim punarvasuhu Upendra Vamana Pramshuramo Vajshudirujitaha Adindra Svandaha Sardo Pratatma Niyamoyamaha Vedyo Vedya Svayoni Viraha Madhavo Madhu Adindriyo Mahamayo Mahotsavo Mahamadaha Mahamudir Mahavirya Mahashaktir Mahadhyutihi Anirdeshava Unshimana Milyatma Mahadhyutir Maheshvasa Mahibharta Srinivasa Satandhadihi Anirudha Surananda Govinda Govidampatihi Marichirgamano Hansa Suparno Bhujagottamaha Hiranyanaha Sutapa Padmanabha Prajapatihi Ahulya Sarva Vriksimha Sandhata Sandhimam Siraha Ajodharmanshana Shashta Vishrutatma Surariha Guru Guru Tamodama Satya Satya Parakramaha
nimisho nimishasvati vachastadilvaradhi arpranirgramani shrimanyayo neta samiranaha sahasramurdha nishvatman sahasrachat sahasrapad avartano nivrittatman samvrita sambramardhanaha
Now, I'm only doing once. Okay, let me put my ear. We're actually starting with that about and a half, the first.
Yeah.
Right, 228.
Yeah, it was just right after that.
Yeah.
Okay.
To, like, a few pages from there.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a beautiful book.
So. Page 64.
Vartanaha.
Vartanaha.
It's the Nama is 228, number 228. Avartanaha.
Avartanaha.
Samsara Chakram.
Samsara Chakram.
Avartayitum.
Avartayitum.
Shilam.
Shilam.
Asya iti.
Asya iti.
Avartanaha.
Avartanaha.
So, the word avartana means circling, cycling around and around and around. So, Swamiji, as he said, the repetition of the cycle, because the creation is viewed as cyclical, so it continues to come, right? So it says, samsara chakram. So the cycle of samsara, the wheel of samsara, chakra's wheel. So the samsara chakram, avartitum, shilam, asya. Shila means the one who has that natural capacity. It's almost like a habitual way of being. the one who is naturally this way is shilam. So the one who has that shilam of avartitum, the shila to cause to rotate, avartya, that's a causal. So avartitum, to cause to rotate, to cause to cycle, to cause to revolve the wheel of samsara.
Oh, okay.
So Swamiji says, avartanam is repetition of the cycle, with one who has the power to keep the cycle of creation, sustenance, and resolution turning is avartanam. Okay? Avartana. This is a cycle and being a cycle. It has no beginning or end. So,
that makes it sound like the satyam.
No, it's not satyam, because satyam is that which never changes, is free from time, is the same in past, present, and future.
Mm-hmm.
But this is something that is continually changing.
And it never stops.
But it's beginningless in its changelessness. So, everybody okay with that? Avartanaha? Then 229. Nivrittatma.
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 Samsara bandhan.
Samsara bandhan.
Nivrittaha atma.
Nivrittaha atma.
Swarupam.
Swarupam.
Asya iti.
Asya iti.
Nivrittatma.
Nivrittatma.
So, nivritta means the one who is free or who's not engaged in that in any way. Like if you have a nivritti towards something, you're like not drawn toward that at all. You have a privritti means you're drawn toward, nivritti means you're not drawn toward. The sannyasi is for the sannyasi, their swabhava really is a nivritti swabhava. They're not drawn toward raga dvesha at all. So here the nivrittatma, dispassion by raga, yeah. So samsara bandha nivrittaha atma. Atma means swarupam. The one who's atma, when the atma comes at the end of a compound, also in rupa comes at the end of a compound, it can be the one whose nature is that. So the one who's atma, the one who's swarupa, is nivrittaha is totally free, disengaged from the bondage of samsara. Bandha means bondage. The samsara bandha, the bondages, accusative plural of samsara. His atma is nitya nivritta, ever free, never bound at any time. So there's nothing in the nature of the atma that can engage in the samsara. It's a non-issue, a totally non-issue, because free of time, free of space, non-objectifiable. It's just like saying, we use as a drishtanta for this also, just how space can never be engaged in all of the nama-rupas in the creation. All these things exist within space, but say space is never sullied by it. So there's a couple of verses in the Bhagavad Gita about space can never be cut, can never be sullied with mud, can never be wet, you know, can never be burnt by fire, can never be wet by water, can never be sullied by the earth. Same thing. It's not in its nature. So if we say swarupa, it means its nature is free of any of the samsara bandhas, bondages of samsara.
Okay. Space.
From the previous verse, Swamiji is relating the avartana to the nivritta-atma. He says the cycle of samsara, the coming into manifestation, the sustenance and the resolution that goes from beginningless time, that cycle, that avartana, is only from the standpoint of a samsari, because we are experienced that within. But from the standpoint of Bhagavan, and Bhagavan is the one who runs that cycle, is Ishwar, right? But from his own standpoint, he is always actionless and free, because the truth of Ishwar is Brahman. And Brahman is not cycling anything. Right? So it depends on your standpoint. Everyone clear?
Mm-hmm.
So again, so samsara bandhan, accusative plural, nivritta atma, the one atma means swarupam, asya, for him, he, for whose, his nature, right, asya, for him, his swarupa, so we just say his swarupa, swarupam asya, his swarupa is something which is free of the bondages of samsara, of the abundism is a tie of bondage. Right? Something that ties you to it. 230. Samvrittaha.
Samvrittaha.
Achadikaya.
Achadikaya.
Avidyaya.
Avidyaya.
Samvrittatvat.
Samvrittatvat.
Samvrittaha.
Samvrittaha.
Okay, the word samvrittaha means covered. The one who is covered, it's past passive participle, but the one who is covered, covered by what? So, acharikaya, like a garment, avidyaya by avidya, samvrittatvat, because of being covered by ignorance, like a garment. Say if you're wearing a garment, you aren't hidden by the garment.
It's like a cloak.
But somebody from the other side of the garment can't see him, right? It's kind of like that with ajnanam, right? What they say is that for this maya upadi, right, the maya that manifests as the whole creation, for Ishwara, we say that maya has what's called vikshepa shakti. Maya is a vikshepa shakti. It means it has the power to project for Ishwara. So Maya just projects. But that same Maya that projects the creation for Ishwara, right? Vikshepa means to project. The same Maya that projects the creation for Ishwara, for the jiva, it not only projects, it has avarna shakti. It projects and it covers. So maya, from the standpoint of the jiva, is called avidya. So what is maya for Ishwara is avidya for the jiva. Right? So if you think that like this, maya has two shaktis, two capacities. Avarna, to cover, vikshepa, to project. For Ishwara, it's only the vikshepa shakti, the creation projects, it's like an infinite mind for Ishvara. There's no ajnanam at all. It's like the manifestation of infinite knowledge, free of ignorance. But for any jiva who is part and parcel of that projection, that jiva suffers from ajnanam because of the limitations of the upadi. There's no way around it. Your sense organs only have, they only function within a limited sphere, right? And your mind also functions within a limited sphere. You don't have the sarvavit. Sarvavit means all knowledge in particular. Ajnani, if we say there's two terms, sarvajnaha, sarvavit. If you put these two terms together, the jivan mukta, the one who has knowledge, we say he has sarvajnaha. He has all knowledge. But that all, and as Ishvara sarvajnaha, the jivan mukta, the liberated person, is sarvajnaha. He has all knowledge in general. Means he knows the Atma, the very Atma, which is exactly the same, and knows in exactly the same way as Ishvara, his self. Right? There's no difference there. But Ishvara and the jiva are the same there, for the jnani. They're both sarvajnaha. They both know the nature of their self, which is one non-dual Brahman. And they both know equally the mityatva of the creation, that the creation is totally dependent upon my being and has no independent being of its own. That's the same for Ishvara, for the jiva, the jnani. But the difference is that for Ishvara, there's not only sarvajnaha, that general knowledge of satyam mitya, but there's also sarvavit, knowledge in particular of everything. You know? So the whole creation, is the whole maya upadi, is like my mind. Like if you have a vritti, anything in that vritti is known. Right? If you have a vritti, thought modification, whatever that thought modification is, it's going to be limited. But whatever it is, every part of it exists in my being and is known. The satchit of my being, the conscious being of me, I totally pervade that vritti, and that vritti enjoys my knownness. All of it, not part of it. All of it, whatever the vritti is. Is that clear for everybody? Now, for Ishvara, when the creation is manifest, that is can be likened to an infinite vritti. Because the entire vritti with everything in it is pervaded by me. Right? But the whole upadi, maya upadi, is known. That's sarvavit. Every part is known. So I have what we call alpajnana, limited knowledge. Right? He has sarvajna, you know, he has sarvajna to him, if I'm just using the word by itself, he has total knowledge. So we say the creation goes from the unmanifest maya to manifest maya, which is a manifestation of infinite knowledge. Swamiji started using this infinite knowledge because knowledge is maya, you know.
It's outside.
Oh, really curious. Not, you know, like any thought you have, like if I say, think of an apple, as soon as I say that, it goes from manifest to unmanifest to manifest. It's amazing. That's your knowledge. You have knowledge, you have apple knowledge in unmanifest condition. It's there. If it manifests, then it's a manifest condition, just like that, right? So we say that the entire infinite creation is an unmanifest condition. It is all there, an unmanifest condition. It comes into manifestation. That's the manifestation of the infinite knowledge that is there in unmanifest condition, manifests as the infinite creation. So for Ishvara is the one for whom all of that knowledge is there from unmanifest to manifest, unmanifest to manifest. For us, we have alpajna, limited. Alpa means limited. We're alpajnas. We have limited knowledge. Okay? And that our limited knowledge abides in unmanifest condition, comes into manifest. Then we continue to gain it. We have to go on gaining it through the use of our mind and sense organs, etc. through the use of our mind and the means of knowledge available to us, we keep accruing more and more and more knowledge that is stored in our unconscious. Bhagavan is not accruing more and more knowledge, because already all knowledge is.
That's a little hard to imagine that kind of mind, isn't it?
Very hard. It's kind of out of your realm.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
Is the avarna,
avarna,
is it from the perspective of the jiva, or is it actually
there's
something
no,
that Maya?
See, the thing is there's no covering, like some sort of a dress or something like that. There's no such covering. The covering is brought about by the ajnanam, caused by the condition. Because if you think of it, the mind, by its nature, is limited. The mind, being sattva, wherever it is, whatever it is doing, it fully enjoys consciousness. Right? So because sattva reflects or allows for the manifestation of consciousness, so your mind always enjoys consciousness. What is to stop the mind from not saying I'm the conscious being, right? To say I'm, to it because it is the conscious being.
Yeah.
The mind is the conscious being, just like the pot is the clay. What it doesn't have is the viveka that discriminates the nature, the satyam, from the satyam of consciousness, from the mitya of the mind. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It doesn't know what it doesn't know.
It doesn't know what it doesn't know. Because it's always the experience of myself as a conscious being is continually there. Mm-hmm. And that is me, and it is true, but it's only half true because I don't understand the order of reality, the difference between the order of reality. One is mitya, dependent reality, and the other is satyam, changeless reality. Non-objectifiable, changeless, the same in all periods of time. You know, so this is the actually, even though it's difficult because we're so programmed toward that identification, actually that viveka is very, very simple, because in the immediacy of every experience I have, there is me who does not change, and the vrittis and the experiences that change. So I should be able to differentiate the changeless from the changing. But the problem with the mind is it's not used to recognizing itself in terms of depth. It's only continually comparing itself in a linear way. And this thought, this thought, this thought, this experience, this experience, this experience, this experience. It's not used to recognizing the ground of being in which all of those experiences are taking place, and which is always changeless. So that's why the pramana is necessary. But even Shankara, in his Adhyasa Bhasha, which we'll do sometime, in the first paragraph, he says, you know, what a wonder, how is it possible this is not known? How is it possible, and yet it's not known until we know it? Because it's the difference is like, he uses the example, the difference is like between light and darkness. And it's such an obvious distinction. Nevertheless.
So it's easy to say, I am the mind. But it takes discernment to say that I am free.
Yes, because the mind has to be the one to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it has, the mind requires the viveka to separate, you know, to recognize its own mityatva. Fix the mind out, initially. The mind feels it's going to die. Mm-hmm. You know, or I'm not important, or you're dismissing me. Or something. All right, let's do one more, and then, you know, stop. Sampramardhanaha.
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 Samyak.
Samyak.
Pramardayati.
Pramardayati.
Rudra. Kala, Rudra Kala,
Rudra Kala,
Adhyabihi,
Adhyabihi,
Vibhuti Bihi,
Vibhuti Bihi,
Sampramardhanaha,
Sampramardhanaha.
So Sampramardhanaha means, Pramardhana means to destroy, to crush, to the sin to crush and destroy. It's kind of a very violent word. And samyak means the one who does it completely. So, yeah. And I absolute and complete this crushing. So samardhanaha, it means, samyak means does it very well or completely. Pramardayati, he who brings about, causes that complete destruction. Rudra, the Lord Shiva, Shiva. Kala, time. That Adi, Swamiji says, for instance, Yama, the Lord of Death. So, by Rudra, Lord Shiva, in the who dissolves the creation, call of time, which brings it into anything, Yama, who's the Lord of Death, Adi, etc., by them, okay, by these, beginning with Rudra and Kala, he says, vibhuti bihi, by his glories, by his vibhutis, such as Rudra, Kala, etc., he brings about the destruction, brings about that crushing, and he does it very thoroughly. So Swamiji says, just says, the one who destroys, vibhutis are the glories of the Lord, right? So it's the Bhagavan's vibhutis in the form of Rudra, in the form of time, in the form of Lord Yama, brings about the destruction of the whole creation and everything in it. He crushes the creation. In fact, in the Katha Upanishad, there's a verse that says, you know, the Lord Yama is like Bhagavan's pickle. You know, because the pickle, you know, because Yama is kind of eating everything, he's the pickle. Because Bhagavan's continually eating everything. You know, accented with Lord Yama's pick as a pickle.
It says time is the pickle for Yama.
For what?
For Yama.
Yeah. Time. Well, because time is Yama in the world. Time is continually eating everything. Every moment.
So do you think this is the
Pramardaya?
Is that Some where Mardaya?
It is.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Pramardaya.
Okay. We have to stop.
Om Swasti Prajavya Paripalayantam Nyayena Margena Mahimahishah Ko Brahmanebhya Shubhamastu Nityam Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu Kale Varshati Parjanyah Prithivi Sasya Shalini Desho Yam Shobharahitah Brahmana Santu Nirbhayah Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah Sarve Santu Niramayah Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Ma Kaschit Dukkha Bhag Bhavet Asato Ma Sadgamaya Tamaso Ma Jyotirgamaya Mrityor Ma Amritam Gamaya Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.